From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
I stare at the man pushing the shopping cart filled with recyclables. He stops to pick up a cigarette butt. Rotten front teeth protrude as he smokes it. His face is rummy, but his eyes are bright, alert, blue. Some woman passing by says, "Don't stare, he could be your brother." My brother, 6'2", 120 pounds, pushed a shopping cart filled with bottles and cans weighing 200 pounds every day for 12 years. He was homeless, rifling through garbage cans, sleeping in doorways. His daily goal, to medicate pain. The pain was genuine. He grew up in a marginal existence with my paranoid schizophrenic mother, sometimes homeless, sometimes not. Nobody came to his rescue, not relatives, schools, or a safety net. I was his only crutch. Meeting him in the pouring rain, although I sat in my car, my teeth chattered. He had diarrhea, perhaps from being dope sick, perhaps from the flu. I stared at my brother's stick-like legs and thought, this existence can't be worse than a concentration camp. I did help, but never felt I did enough or the right thing. I provided housing, but the hotel was more dangerous than the streets. I helped my brother detox, but his pain was so grave he spent nights crying out his agony to me on the phone rather than sleeping. I was ambivalent. I'd think, get a job. After all, I earned my money. Was I my brother's dupe, my money spent on liquor or drugs? Yet I knew that anyone living on the streets needs help. What did I become, hardened against my own brother? We treat our pets better than homeless human beings, but human beings have a free will and the power of reason. Helping isn't as simple as providing a food bowl and a dry place to sleep. Still, I discounted his words and plans. I treated him like a child. The woman on the street wasn't far off the mark, except that 3 years ago my brother died at 43. He complained he was sick. I didn't listen. With a perspective, I'm Barbara Brewer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.